Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and to live toxic free. My guest today, I'm so happy to have him on. I'm really interested in our interview today. Well, I'm interested in all the interviews. I love all my guests. But this guest, I read a book that he was a co-author of back in 2009. He and his co-author published, their book was published, and it's called Slow Death by Rubber Duck. And it has a picture of a rubber duck on the front. And it was a big bestseller. This book was their account of an experiment that they did on their own bodies, during which they intentionally put toxic chemicals into their bodies by ingesting and inhaling particular common consumer products that contained those certain toxic chemicals that they were looking for. And then they had their body fluids tested to find out if those toxic chemicals they knew were going in were actually there in their body. And sure enough, they were there, all right, and the book was a bestseller. Now, 5 years later, these two authors are back with another book called Tox Out, which is all about their personal experiences trying to get the chemicals out of their bodies this time. And they explain which detox method works and why trendy cleanses don't. And at the end of the book, well, I'll say this now, but I don't want to give away the story, but at the end of the book, what they do is they give us a lot of tried and true advice for eliminating toxics to begin with, which, you know, as you all know, this I'm totally in favor of. And I'm in favor of detoxing too. But we'll find out today as we talk if our guest agrees that the best thing to do is that it's a lot easier to just not put the toxic chemicals in the first place. But since all of us have toxic chemicals in our bodies, we need to know what works to get them out. And since my guest and his co-author have tried all these different detox methods, we're going to find out today. My guest is Rick Smith, and he's the co-author with Bruce Lurie of Tox In, Tox Out. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Deborah. Pleasure
to be here.
How
are you doing? Thank you.
Doing very well, thank you.
Good. Are you feeling toxed out?
Yes, I am. You know, I try to take some of my own advice in our book. So
that's very good.
Yes.
And I want to say that, first off, that I really love the title of your book. And I actually think that we should all be using the term tox out instead of detox. Because the first thing I guess I'd like to say is that detox, the term detox, is confusing. Because when it could mean anything from going to a drug rehab place to get drugs or alcohol out of your body to doing something like a cleanse, which is designed to get the waste materials of cell metabolism out of your body.
Yeah.
To removing toxic chemicals. And a lot of things, people just hear that word detox, and they think, well, it's a detox that's going to work for toxic chemicals. But as you found out, that isn't necessarily the case.
Well, yeah, I mean, a big focus of this book is an investigation of the whole weird world of detox. And, you know, as you say, I think the term is in danger of really losing any useful meaning. I mean, you can't open a women's magazine or a men's health magazine these days.
I know.
Without the requisite detox article. And most of the time, these articles are about the latest fad diet, you know, the latest mango juice cleanse or the latest 3-day detox diet. And, you know, one of the common sense conclusions we reach in the book is that if these things sound too good to be true, they probably are. That you can't eat crummy food, get no exercise for 50 weeks of the year, and then the last 2 weeks you think you're going to
exactly
use a sort of broccoli blender diet, and all your problems are going to go away.
I'd just like to say at this point that our bodies are detoxing every minute of every day, and our cells are detoxing every minute of every day, and that detox is a continuous process that needs to be supported. The toxic chemicals are coming in on a continuous basis. Our bodies need to process them and remove them on a continuous basis. And you can't wait a whole year till you get to those 2 weeks to do that cleanse. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, what we do in the book, and as you mentioned in your intro, is we try to tell this story of toxic chemicals, reveal this problem of toxic chemicals in an entertaining and direct way. So what we do is we conduct experiments on ourselves and other intrepid volunteers to see to what extent some of these toxic chemicals are absorbed by the body, and then how you can best get these things out. And so, you know, the first conclusion in the book is that it's a lot easier to avoid these chemicals in the first place than it is to get them out of you once they're already absorbed.
And I think that's a really important thing that everybody needs to know, because that is a motivation, an additional motivation. I mean, there's a motivation to not be exposed to them because they're going to make you sick. But then the secondary thing is that once they get in your body, they're very difficult to remove. Not that they can't be removed. Yeah. Some of them are more difficult than others, but you're going to have to go through a process to get them out. And so it really is easier to create your non-toxic lifestyle and have that be the solution. It's easier for everybody. Rick, how do you get...
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that one of the other things we try to do in this book, in our last book, Slow Death by Rubber Duck, we really try to get specific about the chemicals we're talking about. I mean, one of the weird things about a lot of these fad detox remedies out there is that they'll kind of talk vaguely about getting toxic chemicals, quote-unquote, out of your body without being really specific about what chemicals they're talking about. And you know, there are hundreds of different synthetic chemicals that are now being linked to serious human disease. Each of them has a different characteristic in the body, is absorbed differently, is flushed from the body in a different way. And so we go into some detail in the book regarding these different families of chemicals and the different ways that you can absorb and get rid of them.
Well, I want to hear all about that. We only have a couple minutes until the break, so I'd like you to tell us first, how did you get interested in doing this?
Well, I'm a biologist by training, so I think, and Bruce is also a scientist by training. So when we were trying to figure out how to tell this story about this new generation of pollution, this damaging new kind of pollution that's more subtle, that's more insidious than the more obvious big industrial sources of pollution that we've all grown up with. Mm-hmm. Bruce and I came up with this idea of this kind of renegade adult science fair project.
It does come across that way.
Using some of our scientific training for good, not evil. So we, you know, I hope the way that we tell the story with these experiments, these real life experiments, is entertaining for readers.
It is. I haven't read all of Talks In, Talks Out because I just got it, but I did read Slow Death by Rubber Duck, and I couldn't put it down. And a lot of this information I already knew because this is what I write about too. But it was very entertaining and revealing to watch you go through your science experiments on your own body, you being the guinea pigs. And it was a very easy way to read some really important information that could otherwise be quite dry and difficult to digest. But you've done a great job. You've done a great job, and I really recommend that everybody read both books. These are two books that I just think anybody who's alive today should read, in addition to mine, of course. we need to go to the break. We're talking today with Rick Smith. He's one of the authors of Slow Death by Rubber Duck and the newest book, Talks In, Talks Out. And when we come back, we're going to find out about different classes of toxic chemicals and what goes on in the body and how we can get them out. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd, and my guest today is Rick Smith. He and his co-author, Bruce Lurie, are the authors of Slow Death by Rubber Duck and Tox In, Tox Out, which is their newest book, which is what we're talking about today, How to Get Toxic Chemicals Out of Your Body. So, Rick, what do you think is the most important from your research and experience? What is the most important toxic chemical to remove from your body, and what did you find was the most effective way to do that?
Yeah, I think I'd have a hard time narrowing it down to one. But what we did do in the book is we tried to think through the few ways that that these toxic chemicals can be absorbed into the body. And if you think about it, it can only happen through what you eat and drink, what you apply to your skin, and what you breathe in.
Right.
So that's a bit of the way that we organized the book, as we and the way that we organized our experiments, as we were talking about before the break. So we did an experiment, for instance, on organic food, trying to see if eating organic food will measurably lower levels of pesticides in the body, and pesticides concern me quite a lot. We did an experiment with cosmetics, and so we compared levels of toxic chemicals in the body with our volunteers using both the greener, less toxic cosmetics and then regular brand name cosmetics that contain parabens and other nasty things. And then we did this kind of entertaining experiment looking at indoor air quality as well. So in each of those experiments, we zeroed in on one or two key chemicals that we are quite concerned about.
Well, let's go through each one of those and tell us about what you found. Let's start with food.
Okay, sure. I mean, I think like a lot of organic food consumers over the years, I've just kind of assumed it was better for me. I don't think the organic industry has done a good enough job putting a number to the organic benefit because, you know, let's face it, organic food in many cases costs a little bit more.
Right.
Recruited 9 kids for this experiment. It was a 12-day experiment. It was kind of complicated to do, actually. So for the first 4 days of the experiment, we fed them non-organic food. For the middle 4 days, we fed them organic food, and then we put them back on the non-organic food for the last 4 days of the experiment. And we looked at levels of cancer-causing pesticides in their urine each morning.
Mm-hmm.
And incredible, you know, really, really dramatic results. In the middle 4 days, when these kids were eating organic food, levels of pesticides in their body were cut almost to zero.
Yes.
And then as soon as they went back on the non-organic food, within a matter of hours, those pesticide levels zoomed right back up again. So
And you know what? A chart with that information should be in every natural food store that's selling organic food.
Yeah, it really should. I mean, because the punchline is, organic food is worth it. Even if it costs a little bit more, even if sometimes a year it's hard to find, eating organic food is worth it. And it's not an all or nothing proposition. Every little bit of organic you can add to your diet will measurably lower your pesticide levels. And that's particularly important for young kids who we know, doctors tell us, are disproportionately susceptible to pollution of all sorts.
Right. So I actually knew that because when I was researching my book, Toxic Free, I saw another study that had done exactly that in Washington State. And they had taken some kids and did pretty much what you did. And they found exactly the same thing. And so this is where it's not a question of what do we need to do to remove the toxic pesticides from our bodies, because in this case, and I keep saying this because every chemical is different, and even every pesticide is different because some last longer in your body than others. But in this case, with these pesticides, it was just a matter of you stop eating them and immediately they're not in your body. I mean, not immediately, like in 1 second, but on the first day that you stopped giving them pesticides and foods, then you notice a difference, or the second day or whatever it was. But even if it was the third day, that would be very, very quick. And so it's not like you need to go on a special cleanse or do some special program, all you need to do is stop eating pesticides. That's so simple.
Yeah.
That's so simple.
Yeah, really, really simple, and again, particularly important for kids. And the good news here is that there's an economy of scale happening, right? I mean, the more people eat organic food, the cheaper it gets. And the that cost differential between organic and non-organic food narrows.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great news. I mean, the next experiment that we did is we looked at products in the bathroom. It shouldn't be. We don't really think about it very much, but it shouldn't be a surprise that creams and antiperspirants and shaving products that we apply to our skin are actually rapidly absorbed through the skin, and then those individual ingredients in those products start showing up in our bloodstream. So chemicals like parabens and phthalates that are increasingly being linked to different cancers are very common in bathroom products. The good news is that, you know, as many of your listeners will know, it's getting much easier to find very good, very effective brands that have got these toxic chemicals out of their formulations. So what we did to try to nail down whether bathroom products are the main contributors to paraben and phthalate levels in people's bodies, we did an experiment with two cosmetic industry insiders. And for a few days, they wore, just conventional brands, you know, really smelly artificial scents and things like this. And then for a few days, they wore this new generation of very good, green, less toxic bathroom product.
Mm-hmm.
And the levels of parabens and phthalates were cut virtually to zero in their bodies on those days that they wore greener products. And they didn't have to sacrifice, beauty or their personal hygiene to do it.
So in both cases now here on these first two types of products, the organic food and the green bathroom products, all you had to do to not be exposed to that chemical, to not have that chemical be in your body, is simply stop using it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to go to break, and then we'll come back and we'll hear about the third type. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Rick Smith, one of the authors of Slow Death by Rubber Duck and their new book, Talks In, Talks Out. We're finding out what are the results of their science experiments they did on removing toxic chemicals from their bodies. We'll be right back. Deborah Lynn Dadd, author of the book Toxic Free. For many years, I thought, if I eliminated exposures to toxic chemicals in my home, my body would naturally come back to health. I did recover to the point where I could be productive and happy, but still struggled with minor health problems. And then, my nutritionist gave me liquid zeolite. Oh my God! Within days, I felt so much better. Like a magnet, this natural mineral pulled toxic chemicals and heavy metals from my body that had been accumulating all my life. Since we live in a toxic world, I think everybody should take Touchstone Essentials Pure Body Liquid Zeolite. It's simple, effective, and affordable. Just go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com and look for the magnet.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at rents.com. Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural OxyC. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. OxyC is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural OxyC and prepare to be amazed. OxyC is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book, Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, Your Key to the Real Fountain of Youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rents.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of 35 odorless cloves of garlic in just one capsule. Allicin C is so effective it even destroys superbug MRSA in test after test. Allicin C is truly an incredible advance in natural medicine. And with the threats of bacterial and viral diseases and pandemics growing, no home should be without it. Learn more and order Allicin C on the New Earth page at Rents.com.
Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Rick Smith, one of the authors of So Death by Rubber Duck, and their newest book, Talks In, Talks Out. And if you're interested in ordering these books because or getting them at your bookstore, go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com. You can look at today's show. I've got the covers there of both books. You can click through and order them from Amazon if you want. And I highly recommend both of these books because these books really give the information about what is the problem with exposure to toxic chemicals and in Talks In, Talks Out, even showing what's wrong with some of the solutions and it helps us to sort those out. And these the conclusions of the books were done by interviewing experts, but also by the authors doing science experiments, quote unquote, on their own bodies and finding out what's going on. So, Rick, what happened with the third experiment?
Well, the third experiment involved the new car smell. So that pungent aroma that we all grow up with and that we all love so much, and that we're interested in seeing whether these potent chemically aromas that we're all familiar with, the new car smell, the new shower curtain smell, the smell of different cleaning products that we grew up with, whether these aromas would be sufficiently potent that the individual chemical ingredients of these aromas might show up in measurable levels in the body. So what we did for this experiment is pretty simple, actually. I sat in a new car for a day, And then measured my levels of certain cancer-causing chemicals, benzene, formaldehyde, before and after. And the results were quite stunning. I mean, the levels of these chemicals in my body skyrocketed when I was sitting in this new car, breathing in the new car smell, and then came right back down again as soon as I exited the car. So, you know, at a time when most North Americans spend well over 90% of their lives indoors, and that might sound like a lot, but if you think about it, all the time that we spend at the kitchen, sitting around the kitchen table, sitting on the couch watching TV, sleeping, you know, perhaps driving in our car on the way to work, the majority of us spend well over 9 out of 10 hours of the day indoors. Mm-hmm. And so indoor air quality is arguably more important than outdoor air quality. And these chemically aromas, the off-gassing of carpets and carpet underlay, the off-gassing smells from that new couch that you just brought back from the store, these things really matter and contribute to these levels of toxic chemicals in the body. And the good news is that by being a more careful consumer, it's getting easier to shop at retailers who are trying to get these nasty off-gassing chemicals out of their products.
Yes. Yes. And of course, an excellent place to go to find those products that don't have nasty chemicals is my website, of course, especially deborahslist.com. And especially, you could just go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, look at the menu across the top, and you'll find a Q&A section where you can ask questions about these products. You'll find a little button that says shop, and you can go to Deborah's List, where I have over 500 or 600 or 700 websites where you can buy products that don't have toxic chemicals in them. So there's a whole lot of them out there, and it's just a matter of knowing where they are and making those choices. And again, it just is so interesting to me to see in your book that all you have to do in some cases is to just stop using it, and they're not in your body anymore. That your body, you know, they're just not there. There are some chemicals. Now, tell us about some other chemicals that people might need to remove from their body by special methods.
Well, so we move on in the book. So we spend a lot of time looking at chemicals that need to be avoided and how you can do that actually quite easily, because we know people are busy. And a big part of this book is to try to boil down some tips for people that can be incorporated into people's busy daily lives. So in the last part of the book, we delve into the whole occasionally weird and wacky world of detox, and we look at some of these many detox therapies out there to try to figure out what works and what doesn't. And it turns out that some of the most effective, reliable things you can do to help out your body and to accelerate the flushing of these chemicals from the body is to get some good old-fashioned exercise and to get up off the couch and to break a sweat every now and again.
Yep.
My co-author Bruce did this kind of entertaining experiment where he took a sauna regularly every day for a week and collected his sweat every day, which is actually, you can imagine him scraping the sweat into these test tubes. Nothing we won't do to further science. And so he compared levels of certain toxic chemicals like BPA coming out of his body every day in his urine versus his sweat. And the results were quite interesting. On many days, it was his sweat that contained much higher levels of BPA being flushed out of his body. So the message here is that depending on the chemical you're talking about, sweat can be a very important mechanism to flush these things out of your body. So to the extent that we're a nation of couch potatoes these days, and a lot of us don't break a sweat, don't get it regular exercise, certainly during the work week, not only is that bad for your cardiovascular health, but it's actually locking some toxic chemicals into your body. So we spend a lot of time talking to experts on the relative merits of different kinds of detox methods, and the good old-fashioned exercise comes out on top.
Well, in addition to that, too, exercise, what carries the toxic chemicals, one of the things that carries toxic chemicals out of the body is the lymph system, and it doesn't move unless you move your body. It's not like the heart that is a pump to pump the blood around. You could just be lying down all the time and your blood would still move because the heart is pumping it. But the lymph system that carries all the garbage away from the cells, it just sits there unless you move your body. And
right.
So here we have people who are, as you said, couch potatoes. So their lymph isn't moving. And then they absolutely don't want to, they put on antiperspirant so they don't sweat.
Yeah, no, exactly. The double whammy.
And, we'll talk about how the body detoxes when we come back after the break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindat, and my guest today is author Rick Smith, who wrote Slow Death by Rubber Duck, and the newest book is Tox In, Tox Out. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindat, and my guest today is Rick Smith, co-author of Slow Death by Rubber Duck and their newest book, Tox In, Tox Out. And again, you can go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com and look for the description of this show, and you can click right through to Amazon and buy these books. Excellent books. Everybody should read them. This is just the basic kind of fundamental information about toxic exposure and toxic disposure. I was trying to think of a word about what's the noun for getting the toxic chemicals out. We need better words. But as I started out at the beginning saying that detox has become kind of meaningless because it could mean so many different things, we need a specific word. And I think I'm going to start using tox out to mean removing toxic chemicals from your body, because it's so perfect. I think that's the way to go. So we were talking before the break about how you found the best thing to remove toxic chemicals from your body, and not just theoretically, but you actually took samples of body fluids to show this, is just plain old exercise and sweating. And I would assume that if somebody didn't want to exercise, they could go sit in a sauna, which is also very effective. But there's a benefit to exercising because you're moving the lymph to get the toxic chemicals moving around. And then it comes out through sweat in the skin. And right before the break, I was saying that, but what we do in our culture is that we don't exercise. So we're not stirring up the chemicals to be released, and we don't sweat. In fact, people wear antiperspirants to not perspire. Now, this particular combination is horrible, because our bodies have this natural function. If you look at people living out in the wild, they would be exercising and sweating just all as part of their daily life. But we don't. We consider sweat to be a bad thing, and yet sweat is the redeeming thing.
Yeah. I totally agree with that. I think that's right. One of the basic points of our book is that we don't really need all these often expensive detox remedies to get these chemicals out of our bodies. I mean, a lot of these things probably don't hurt, but there's very little evidence that they're terribly effective. And in some cases, things like ionic foot baths, for instance, I mean, there's actually evidence that they're just outright useless. So, what we try to focus on in the book, and the reason that we do these experiments in the book on ourselves and on other volunteers, is to really try to nail down what works and what doesn't, so that people can have some confidence in the tips that we give.
Yeah. So part of your subtitle, the subtitle of the book is Getting Harmful Chemicals Out of Our Bodies and Our World.
Yeah.
So tell us about the our world part.
Well, we certainly believe, and we provide a lot of advice in this regard in the book, that being a more aware and careful consumer is an important thing to do. And so carefully reading labels, being on the lookout for some of these chemicals we've been talking about on labels, parabens and phthalates and those crazy antibacterial chemicals, triclosan, that being a more being a more careful consumer is a part of the equation here. But yes. But ultimately, the fact that we have to worry about this stuff in the first place is just outrageous. Mm-hmm. And the only real permanent answer to this problem is that governments and the big companies start to get these chemicals out of products in the first place. And so the last chapter of the book is about this very encouraging, exciting, emerging world of the green economy and the different ways that governments around the world are trying to cut down on waste, trying to force consumer product manufacturers to make their products in a safer way. I mean, you know, it turns out that a lot of these chemicals we've talked about can be fairly easily replaced. They're not necessary. They are not critical to human life as we know it, you know?
No.
And as this green consumer movement accelerates, the fact that you can go out to grocery stores now, you can go out to mainstream drugstores and find green products on the shelf side by side with non-green products, and they cost basically the same. And one of these products is toxic and the other one is not.
Right.
So that change in the marketplace, that green consumer movement, I think is making it easier for governments to change laws and to force these companies to make safer products that they should have been doing all along.
Well, that's a very good point. I hadn't quite thought about it that way, that consumers, I'm always saying you don't need to wait for government in order to live toxic free.
Yeah.
And but I hadn't really realized that our consumer choices are helping government change to make the regulations be such that these chemicals wouldn't even be allowed. It's kind of a, I've been watching all of this and what's going on with government and regulations and big corporations. And, you know, anybody, again, I'll just say, none of these companies need to wait for government to mandate this. Just like none of us need to wait for government to make it illegal for us to use toxic chemicals.
Yeah.
And so it's always a choice. It's a choice that anybody could make at any time. And a lot of companies are making the choice. And governments are moving very slowly and sometimes frustratingly. And, you know, like making lists of toxic chemicals where, it, you know, after 20 years, they have 20 chemicals on the list. Well, that's a little too slow.
It's a little bit slow. But, you know, we're actually quite optimistic in the book about the progress that's happening generally in this area, largely as a result of changing consumer preference. So just in the last 6 months, for instance, Procter & Gamble, Avon, Johnson & Johnson, Walmart, you know, some of the biggest consumer product manufacturers and retailers in the world have started to get out of the business of these chemicals. They've started reformulating their products to get away from these toxic chemicals. So that's a huge step forward. And I think that change in the marketplace is really only going to accelerate.
I am so glad that you said this, and I just want to say it again for everybody listening, that the companies are changing in response to consumer demand. It's, you know, that really, it's just an economic law that companies are going to produce what we consumers buy.
That
we have tremendous power to change everything. So whether our representatives in Washington are making regulations happen or you know, whether you sign a petition or don't sign a petition, what it all comes down to is the power of voting with our dollars.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely right.
Yeah. So that is the most powerful thing that we can do. So here, by making a decision to not use a toxic product, we're not only removing the toxic chemicals from our bodies, but we're also removing them from the world. Excellent.
Yes, it's important that people, the conclusion of the book is that it's important that people be more aware consumers, but also that we be more demanding citizens, because we deserve better from our government.
We do. Well, Rick, we only have about 2 minutes left. Is there anything that you'd like to say that we haven't discussed?
No, I think we've covered the ground pretty well. What I will say is that the book ends with an easy top 10 to-do list. And, you know, maybe because my co-author and I have kids, we spend a lot of time in the kitchen. So we actually thought it'd be fun to boil down the message of the book, boil down the tips of the book to a rip-off page that you can literally rip out of the book, stick on your fridge.
Oh, good. Do you want to read it
to be us? Reminded of some of the simple ways that you can get toxic chemicals out of your life.
Do you want to tell us what those are in the last minute?
So very quickly, think about eating more organic food. That'll dramatically cut down pesticide levels in your body. Avoid products in the bathroom that contain parabens and phthalates. When you're looking for products for the home, try to shop for low VOC, less off-gassing products, whether that's couches or carpeting, this kind of thing. And a little bit of exercise every now and again turns out to be the most significant way that you can help your body to flush these toxic chemicals for good and for on an ongoing basis.
Good. So thank you so much for being with me, and I just wish you all the best with both of these books. You've done a tremendous service to furthering the understanding of toxic exposures. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd, and you can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and go to the top of the page where there's a menu and just start looking around, because all the things that my guest has been talking about today, about using less toxic products, non-toxic products, this is like the biggest resource that I know of. In order to get that information, you can go click on the shop button and find more than 500 websites to explore. You can click on the Q&A and ask a question. You can even call me up on the phone and talk to me, and I'll answer your questions. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Gadd. Be well.